Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, your DJ for tonight has spent hours setting up his lights. He's spent ages performing sound checks, and he's refrained from touching the buffet. Yet. He's keeping reasonably sober and is prepared to play just about anything you care to ask for. Get ready for a very special night and party celebration.
And it is special. It is special indeed.
It's Little Yellow Bus special.
It's special with a hint of lilac special.
It's special like Garth Brooks cheering on a little little retarded kid in his video.
Get up, Corky.
100 meter run with scissors.
Exactly. It's the very first time, ladies and gentlemen, that we have now christened it Free Reign Wednesdays. And this is the very first time you will hear both shows back-to-back, not just once. It's going to be like this every week. This is the first of many, many, many weeks to come.
Lixie may not be able to walk right after this.
I know. Just sit on the speakers. We'll do the rest.
Hum.
Of course, from now on, every Wednesday night, we'll be live at 10 p.m. Eastern with Inside the Squared Circle, and then right after that at 11 p.m., an all-new Probably in Cold War.
Yeah, we already put the hump in hump days. Now we're just doubling the hump.
It's now a threesome. Back to back every Wednesday, just like you used to masturbate in junior high, back to back.
The Wednesday night radio three-way, our mouths, your ears.
And, of course, this is Inside the Squared Circle, Wednesday, July 7th.
It's like an orgy without the ruined furniture. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. This is episode 125. Tonight we're going to be talking about Paul Heyman in TNA. There's a possibility and what that might constitute into. Oklahoma fired. Oklahoma got fired. Ricky Steamboat's condition. We'll have a little update on that. And Bret Hart, Canada's own, supporting the WWE against another Hart. That's right.
Well, one by marriage.
One by marriage. And probably
count.
And probably one of the worst ones there is.
Yeah, I believe the joke I made about a certain person I used to be involved with was, yeah, I heard she started college. She's trying to get a degree in bitch studies.
Of course, we'll have some ringside chat, the Weird News Top 5, and an update on our four-corner conversation. That's going to be returning. So with that, let's get the show started on this brand-new Free Reign Wednesday.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
I wanted to stop it with that. I had to.
Now, see, the greatest movie scene in history would be, remember when Superman, you know, got all turned all badass and blew out the Olympic torch and everything?
Oh, the third one. It was not a great movie, but that was some of the greatest scenes where he was an evil Superman. He didn't care. I loved it.
I like to see him put out all those vuvuzelas at the World Cup. Not that I give a shit about soccer. Don't confuse me as being pro-soccer in this issue. I'm anti-vuvuzela. I have always traditionally been anti-big, stupid, noisy, plastic fucking horn. I wouldn't let my kids have old plastic horns when they were growing up. Why in God's earth you would let 80,000 motherfuckers in a stadium wail on them?
I do not know. I do
Christ.
Not know.
Sticking about hearing the goddamn World Cup, man.
Only what about two girls World Cup? that's a whole other game with balls. Welcome back. You're in your ringside seat for what's going on in the world of wrestling today. I'm your host, P.P. Dingles, Internet Legend, and I'm joined from probably and called for in just under an hour, Dr. Thomas Keister. Of course, we will be running till 11, where then we'll have a direct link in the chat room straight to the Good Doctor's show. 646-595-4080, and remember, please, for the love of God and all that is holy, turn off your speakers, swallow the food, put the kids down, for God's sakes, soundproof the house before you give us a shout.
Zip up the other guy's gimp mask. Whatever you got to do, just cut the freaking noise down in the background.
You're killing me. Let's jump right into it. Of course, the big rumor for TNA right now is they're trying desperately to bring in Paul Heyman.
Yeah, they need to be desperately trying to be bringing in somebody with talent. Bobby Lashley, how'd that pan out for you, TNA?
With a hurt leg. Of course, the
Black Goldberg. That's who Bobby Lashley is. I said it when they signed him. I said it when they let him go, or he quit, or whatever the hell that went down. Black Goldberg.
They just stopped talking to him, and he finally went away.
If you see a version of Bull Run go on BET or TV1, I guarantee that's your host right there.
Well, of course, the big surprise that they had for Slammiversary that Dixie Carter teased on Twitter last month, as far as TNA was hoping, was going to be Paul Heyman, but they could not reach a deal, and Tommy Dreamer instead was assumed to be the prize when he debuted. Now, of course, they're hoping once again Heyman will appear at Victory Road. They're saying the officials they expect Heyman to come to the company, but he still has not agreed. They want him pretty bad, and I don't blame them. Heyman is the one guy, you know, that he does amazing things with this business. He always has, and he's entertaining, and he's cutting edge. Even been in business as long as he has, he can come up with some of the coolest stuff.
He could even take a mutt like Jeff Hardy and make him interesting to someone like me who would rather just, you know.
Yes, they're hoping he'll be at Victory Road, but it's hard to say. Now, there's talk that TNA's condition internally has gotten much worse over the past few weeks.
And you would think that getting rid of Bubba the Love Sponge would be a positive.
Yeah. Well, it was for us, but obviously it didn't. It's the problem is, you know, they finally turned Abyss heel, which I could not literally stand the whole hulking up shit from him.
I can't stand when they put him on a microphone.
Yeah, he is, and they can count him as their John Cena all they want, but...
Really?
No.
See, I haven't watched TNA in a few weeks. I've been hella freaking busy with Free Reign Media stuff, and...
Right.
And then I've got some other business interests developing at the moment and everything, so I've had limited time to see this shit. But I was like, are they actually calling Abyss TNA's John Cena?
Well, that's what Hogan called him.
Oh fuck!
Yeah,
I think it's brochure time for Hogan. I think he dyed his hair one time too many. I think he finally got to the brain.
But they've been wanting him, of course, in TNA for a while now, and of course, the idealistic thing is offer him the head of TNA Creative, which would make sense, but. People close to Heyman say he wants a role where he's running everything.
Because he's the only one looking at it done right.
Yeah, they're saying that Heyman sees the creative side of things as a problem, but not the biggest problem. And I have to agree, you know, if you're gonna bring Paul Heyman in, and you're gonna want him to bring everything he has to the table, then let him bring everything he has to the table. Do not do what Vince did.
Dixie Kirby, like, well, that means I'd have to.
Oh, well, hold on a minute. But honestly, let him come in if he wants to come in, and give him the reins to the carriage and let him run with it. Don't hold him back, because that's what Vince did. You know, he had a lot of ideas, but he clashed with Stephanie all the time on creative. Bullshit. I'm sorry. I don't care if you did grow up in this business and your daddy is Vince McMahon. Paul Heyman knows more in his pinky than you know about this business, Stephanie McMahon. As far as a creative standpoint is,
you got more talent in this pinky than you do in both your fake boobs.
Yeah, If you're going to bring, if you, I mean, I really do believe you bring Paul Heyman in and say, here you go. Do what needs to be done. They could really start pulling in some numbers. If they ever want to go back to Monday nights again, they better start pulling in some bigger numbers. And as much, I like Eric Bischoff, and I was a Hulkamaniac growing up, but they are not going to achieve that with those two.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, once I saw Miss Testmacher, I was like, this is what they've got left.
Because
they're stealing Gene Hackman lines from 1983, man.
Well, at least they're not stealing storylines from 1983, or are they?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Maybe we see Abyss come out in a glitter-covered Stormtrooper helmet.
Oh. That's just not right, man. That's just not right. But
Stickmaster.
I would love to see Paul Heyman in TNA, but on your honest opinion, Doctor, do you think he'll ever sign?
No, I don't think they're willing to make enough changes to get him there.
I don't think it is either. I think you know, he won't be offered what he wants. And I think with Russo and Bischoff and Hogan all being there too, it's just, I don't think Heyman will sign.
Because, you know, if Heyman wants control, I mean, he's still got his deal with the Sun in Britain. He's still got that deal going on right now.
Right.
But he's looking at the long game. If he's got Eric Bischoff and Hulk Hogan, they're not going to put Paul Heyman in a position over either of those two guys.
Right.
Because then there will be nothing but whining from Bischoff and Hogan. They'll take their balls and go home. And, you know, people can take or leave Bischoff, but I don't think TNA could actually afford to see Hulk Hogan wobble back off into the sunset to his Rent-A-Center commercials.
Brother. I mean, TNA needs Paul Heyman, but Paul Heyman doesn't need TNA.
Exactly.
That's what you really look at it. He's not going to get what he wants. I mean, and that's the thing about Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman is an amazing mind in this business, but only if he's allowed to be an amazing mind. If he's held back, if he's told no, if he's told there's limitations, you're wasting your time because he cannot contribute what really needs to be done if you won't let him. And I think that's one of the problems.
And that's what cracks me up, too, because a lot of people are like, well, they need to bring Heyman in. I'm like, well, see, here's the problem, though. You notice every time a story like this pops up, it's the promotion going to Heyman.
Right.
Heyman is not actively seeking a job in wrestling. He's not throwing his resume on people's doorsteps or nothing. People come to him. So you would think if all these people are lining up, or if all these people want a shot at him, you think they would play the game. I mean,
well,
you touted signing Jeff freaking Hardy. Get some talent on that side of the equation.
But yeah, I mean, Paul Heyman, yeah, they're scamming for him. He's not looking for work, like he said. So we'll of course, keep an eye on it.
I mean, you know, I haven't heard about a Rollerball sequel.
Oh, wow. But also in TNA news, Ed Ferreira appears to be finished with the company.
Fuck him. I hope he gets herpes and dies.
You remember, he was the other half of the duo that jumped from Vince McMahon back in 1999 to save WCW, and the best they could come up with was Oklahoma, which was a parody of Jim Ross with Bell's Palsy. Dr. Steve Williams came with the package, and
I hope Ferrara gets an anal wart so big he literally explodes from the back up.
Well, there's no official announcement yet, but he wasn't at the TNA tapings, and the general belief is that he is gone. He was hired back because he worked for them in 2002. He worked for TNA in 2002, and he was hired back this past September.
Here you go. Wrestling Rant brings up a beautiful fucking point in the chat room.
Oh.
Do you think if Paul Heyman comes in, Spike TV will put Roller Jam on prior to Impact?
Dear God, I hope not.
It was like American Gladiators on roller skates, man. That was how bad that show was.
Oh, dear.
And I like roller derby. But then again, you know, I mean, there's a difference between the roller derby I like and roller jam. Roller derby I like is a bunch of lesbians with clever names beating each other up on skates.
Roller jam. Will it have
the slam, or what the hell is it with the basketball, the trampolines and shit?
What the hell? Yeah, what is that?
They'll have that on After Impact. Either that or another rerun of Ultimate Fighter or whatever. I can never remember that show where they test all the warriors from history.
What was that?
Either that or A Thousand Ways to Die rerun. A Thousand Ways to Die, I think they've only covered like 30. I was kind of optimistic putting in a deal for that freaking show.
Well, it's not much work. It's not much on the creative side. It must be a WWE side project. That we
and, of course, you was telling me about the 1001st Way to Die.
Oh, really?
At a Twilight screening?
Yes. Yes, a 23-year-old New Zealand man was found dead in the cinema after going to watch Twilight Eclipse. Ladies and gentlemen, if you need any more fucking proof that that movie is toxic to your body, and to your mind, and to your soul, there it is.
Thank you. And look, see, Deadliest Warriors, the show I was thinking about. But yes, we'll have more on me dodging the bullet as related to Twilight last night.
Jeez, yeah.
I came this damn close to having to sit through Eclipse. Slam Ball. Yeah, we're talking about Slam Ball and Roller Jam. And
And
I was cracking up. They're showing the Lex Express clips last night, or I mean Monday night.
I know. I was like, "What is Luger need a paycheck or something? Why are we showing this?"
And it was like, and he made America proud. I was like, "Yeah, now he's a broken, bitter man in a wheelchair. He's somebody else on my I wish he would die list.
He's somebody else's problem.
God, he is worthless. He is wasting all the good air. He's wasting all my air."
And I still agree with Bobby Heenan. It was a hip toss. I love that.
Heard around the world.
The hip toss heard around the world. Indeed. Mm. But moving on, as we are.
Yeah, say this is a wrestling show. To hear more about my brush with Twilight, you'll have to tune in to 11.
Which is coming on directly after this show. But, of course, this past Monday, well, not yet, this past Monday, but last week, the NXT guys were told they could not touch any member of the WWE roster, and the roster could not touch them. So, of course, they made the decision to start whooping up on the legends. One of them was Ricky Steamboat.
And one was a really fat Michael Hayes. Jesus Christ. Apparently, they put in a hometown buffet on Bad Street. Oh, wow, man.
Well, of course, right after this, Ricky Steamboat suffered a brain aneurysm last Wednesday night. He was in the ICU. He has been updated to a stable condition, and he is expected to be out for some time.
And if they think he suffered the aneurysm after watching Michael Hayes attempt the moonwalk again. Boy, nothing better than seeing a white guy pushing 60 moonwalk.
Oh, that is something. Of course, he was banged up from the angle on Raw. The next day, the WWE had on their website a storyline saying he'd suffered crack ribs, a neck injury, and internal injuries. But in real life, he suffered a legit neck injury and severe head pain from the actual attack. Well, he's not quite 25 anymore, you know.
Yeah, he's 57 years old, man.
Aneurysm is not believed to be related
to the
Raw.
Are you listening, Flair? Are you listening, Flair? I love you. You're the greatest of all time, but quit. Please, quit.
They say he had bleeding in his brain.
It's going to take another plane crash, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know. And he's doing better, but he'll be out for a while. And I think you had a comment earlier if he had actually...
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ.
I mean, we don't want that to happen, obviously, but if he actually had died... The crowd would have probably chanted, "You killed Steamboat." They probably would have done it.
Yeah, and I was like, man, if there is ever a gimmick that you can get over.
The Nexus.
Even Justin Incredible got past Aldo Montoya, but there's no getting past "You killed Ricky Steamboat."
The Nexus literally would have been the Legend Killers.
Randy Orton would have been pissed.
You son of a bitch, I worked hard on that gimmick. You just take it away.
Although, how awkward would that have been? How awkward would it be if he had punted Steamboat and then Steamboat had an aneurysm?
That would have been interesting. Getting you all choked up there, Doctor.
Oh. Well, you mentioned the Ricky Steamboat. Oh, my God. You mentioned that right when I had a lung full of sort of tobacco.
There we go.
Sort of. Yeah, I won't say I get high on your show, but boy, 11 o'clock, I get wasted.
Yeah, it works. You know. Whatever works. But we'll of course, keep an eye on this as well with Steamboat. Now, of course, TNA Victory Road is coming up. Will Paul Heyman show up? Most signs point to no. Or I could get out the Magic 8-Ball like John Cena had on Monday. Yawn. Boy, it bores the shit out of me sometimes when he gets on that microphone.
It bores the shit out of me 99% of the time. It bores the shit out of me.
Here we go again. He's talking.
And this portion of Raw brought to you by...
Just for Men. The TNA World Heavyweight...
He's going gray by the time he gets off the mic.
Then you'll need Just for Gray. TNA World Heavyweight Championship match this time is Abyss taking on Jeff Hardy, taking on Mr. Anderson, taking on Rob Van Dam. Not bad. I like that idea. Slide Jeff Hardy out of it, make it a triple threat. It'd be a better match. The TNA World Tag Titles on the line, the Motor City Machine Guns taking on Beer Money.
So it's like, finally, thank God. I mean, you know, as you know, Beer Money is my favorite tag team on the planet right now. They're the greatest tag team on Earth right now.
Sorry about your damn luck.
But it's about fucking time the Motor City Machine Guns get a title match on a pay-per-view.
Yeah, I mean...
What the fuck? Really? It took this long?
We're going to give it to, the band before we're going to give it to these guys? Who writes this shit? Of course, the Ultimate X for the TNA X Division title, Brian Kendrick taking on Doug Williams. And you can win by either submission or grabbing the X. I've grabbed the X a few times and got smacked for it. TNA Knockouts title, Angelina Love taking on Madison Rayne. Hernandez and Matt Morgan's going into the steel cage. The Pope taking on Kurt Angle. And Jay Lethal versus Ric Flair. Now, one good thing is Jay Lethal can help. Flair can still go. It's a slow go, but he can still go.
It's like he's down to first and second gear now.
Yeah, I'm just glad Hogan's not wrestling yet. We still have time, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it looks like a pretty good card. I'll try to catch as much of it as I possibly can before I shuffle on to work. Of course, that is the Victory Road pay-per-view for TNA. Now we're going to get into some Canadian news. Of course, for those of you that have not been living in a cave, Martha Hart, the widow of the late Owen Hart, has surfaced once again, suing the WWE.
Somebody ran out of money again.
She ran out of money. Not because she's a moral person that feels that she's been done wrong. It's because the checks are starting to bounce.
She thinks this dead horse has one more lap in it.
Dead horse. Now, of course, she's suing the WWE, saying that they're using his name and likeness in a negative manner or whatever it was. I don't know. However, Bret Hart, of all people, is supporting the company. And though he's not actively performing for them at the moment, he showed no hesitation in siding with the WWE in this legal battle with Martha. Now, of course, the suit is over their use of the late wrestler's likeness, and the Hitman feels an attempt to remove Owen from wrestling history would make him turn in his grave. And he says, I believe Owen would turn in his grave watching Martha erase every single thing he ever did, all for spite. She needs to celebrate Owen's memory as much as possible, not block it away forever. How stupid and selfish is that? In Martha's own book, she even wrote how she was angry at Vince. She didn't hate him, and that she felt he was truly sorry for the accident. And she had written him a letter in order for her to move on and be at peace. Maybe she should practice what she preaches. And I have to, it's bad enough she won't allow him to put him in the Hall of Fame. Not that it really means anything to the wrestling world, but to WWE fans or fans that were, people like us are old enough to remember Owen, he deserves to be in that Hall of Fame because he'll...
Yeah, I mean, I've said this every year for at least the last 5 years.
Yeah, she's just being a bitch. But... she is trying to, sue once again. And it's like, so let me get this straight. You're suing them because of them using his likeness, but you're just making it more disgraceful by trying to get more money out of him. I'm sorry that it happened, but it did.
Luckily, her lawyer doesn't get anything unless he wins. She found him in a mall.
Kaufman, Stigger, and Hughes.
Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe.
Of course, Brett notes that Owen was a great wrestler and proud of it, and Martha has done absolutely nothing to keep his memory alive, and sadly, he fades from view a little more every year. He says, I do suspect this lawsuit is more about publicity, ego, and small-mindedness than it is about pro wrestling and all those that are in it. I know Owen was always proud of his body of work. His fans had never forgotten him, and most of the wrestlers today, hundreds of employees, have also never forgotten him. They speak endlessly of loving memories that speak volumes on what kind of person he was. He also said, in addition to putting the WWE's crew over as the most wholesome bunch of athletes anywhere in any profession, he says, the best thing that I can do for Owen's kids is take them backstage and introduce them all to the people who love and remember their dad. He's missed every day. Why Martha would insist they never know these people is sad and pathetic. And it is. She just needs money. Anybody that really honestly believes that she's doing this for a good reason.
She needs to get herpes.
Cool.
She needs herpes and die next to Ed Ferrara. That's what I say.
But it is an absolute tragedy, yet again, that she's exploiting his name for money once again. So, really, you disgust me. You disgust me. You disgust me on this show. And I believe, let's see.
Mr. Carnage has joined us in the chat room.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
There you are, Martha. We got something for you. We wouldn't leave you hanging, sweetheart.
And to answer Casey Kearns in the chat room, no, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to attend ROH on the 22nd.
What is the 22nd?
It's a Thursday.
I'm usually off.
Two
on
weeks
Thursday.
From tomorrow.
I had no idea. I thought I saw something about it, but I forgot everything about the whole deal. So, but anyway, moving on. We've wasted enough valuable airtime on Martha Hart. Bitch. But anyway, of course, one of the staples of this show was always the Four Corner Conversation, and I know that over the past couple months with me starting my new job at the casino, we've had to jump the show around and things of that nature. It's been a really hectic deal, and that was kind of put on the back burner. But now that we have moved into a permanent time slot here on Wednesday nights, we are going to bring that segment back. Not tonight, as it's not all the way put together. Of course, Mike the ref and our good.
In other words, he didn't have a topic.
Well, no, I know another Dave has asked me about it. Mike, I know Mike's schedule's been a little hectic, so hopefully we'll be looking at next week. We'll actually be talking about it. Hopefully, don't know yet. I'll have to converse with you gentlemen, and we'll figure something out as well. But yes, it is coming back. It was a popular staple all here on the show. People liked it. People jumped in. It was something kind of cool. And I do have actually a couple of topics off the top of my head. I will get with you gentlemen after these programs to discuss them for next week. So as far as that goes, that is where we're at. Now, some ringside chat, if you will. Of course, TNA set a live attendance record. Can you imagine that? I said TNA set a attendance record for their live events in the United States.
Four digits.
Yes, with the show at the MCU Park in Brooklyn, New York. The show drew between 5,500 and 6,000 fans.
But I notice it doesn't say how many were paid attendance.
Oh, I don't know. Hey,
yeah.
If they can draw in 6,000
somewhere between 12 and 1,300.
Well, if they can draw in between 5,500 and 6,000 fans, paid or not, I'd call that an accomplishment when WrestleMania can't even sell out with free tickets. Okay, I have to say that's one for TNA. Score. When WrestleMania cannot even sell out in a fucking desert with an air-conditioned building with free tickets, that's a score for TNA. That is a score. Also, they will be debuting at the New York City's Hammerstein Ballroom on the Thursday, September 23rd. Special discounted tickets of $8 off the price. Levels 2, 3, 4, and 5 go on sale. They went on sale this past Friday, and they will be on sale until this Friday, the 9th. Regularly priced tickets will be available on Saturday, July 10th. Obviously, you want to go to TNAWrestling.com to check that out. TNA's debut in the old ECW arena. Boy, they are trying hard, aren't they? We've signed half the ECW guys. We're trying to bring Paul Heyman in. We're going to the Hammerstein Ballroom. We can do it. We can do it. We can do it. Now, of course, next week's episode of TNA Impact, and this is a little bit of a spoiler, but not a full spoiler. We'll have a Rob Van Dam versus Samoa Joe match, which goes around 9 minutes. Now, here is one of the reasons Vince Russo needs to be given a pink slip and shown the fucking door. This match lasts around 9 minutes. Russo originally booked the match to go about 4 minutes, but RVD and Joe complained and were given more time. Fire his ass. Please. Fire his ass. What is wrong with you when you want your world champion and Samoa Joe to go 4 fucking minutes on television? Fire his ass.
Well, hell, they probably book him to go 5 on pay-per-view, so he's actually taking it easy on him.
Let him and Ed Ferreira go somewhere together. Jesus Christ. Fire his ass. Why has he still got a job? If you want Heyman, fire his ass. He wore circles around, Russo. Jesus. And In Demand is advertising two new pay-per-view specials on Flair and Foley, both beginning in August. Each one runs an hour. Foley's show premieres August 3rd. Flair's on August 4th. And it's Wrestling War Classics with Mick Foley. Wrestling legend Foley is vicious, mean, cruel, and those are his good qualities. Of course, also Wrestling War Classics' Ric Flair presents the greatest hits, flips, slams, and pins of the legendary Ric Flair. So if you have In Demand, I suggest you check those out, especially the Flair ones. Watch some old-school wrestling. Watch Flair when he was younger. For God's sakes, kids. Try. And a deal hasn't been reached yet between Batista and Strikeforce, but the Strikeforce CEO, Scott Coker, confirmed interest in a fight, bringing up the idea of a Batista versus Bobby Lashley match.
Best thing about that? No Bobby Lashley's wife. Her ass will be in a chair watching it where it fucking belongs.
Yeah, definitely. What was her name?
She won't stay in the kitchen, so she can at least stay in her fucking chair.
What was her name? Ah, who cares? Now Batista was asked about Lashley as a potential opponent. Said he would do it, but he wants a few fights first to build up to Lashley. And Mr. Coker thinks if they can get Lashley versus Batista on CBS with a good semi-main event, which there's no such thing, they can do big ratings. And of course, Batista, who is in training, has hired a coach. A wrestling coach and a boxing coach and a jiu-jitsu coach. And Lashley is trying to recover from a knee injury that put him out of a fight back in June. And it said his injury isn't healing as quickly as he would have liked.
Knee injury.
He
bruised his vajayjay is what it was.
I can't heal with all your nagging, woman.
F Bobby Lashley. Sucks. He stinks on ice.
Yeah, I mean, Bobby Lashley... He was one of those guys that could have had potential and just right down the drain. And Tara's chicken biscuits here.
He was this generation's Ahmed Johnson.
Without all the extra weight. Or the kidney surgery.
I was going to say, Wheatley gets another knee injury and he's laid up next to a Popeye's chicken.
We'll see him on a characters commercial. We love KFC. Aww.
He'll re-sign with Vince. He'll bring back Men on a Mission. He'll be the Mabel.
And if you ever thought you was going to get close to actress, and that's using that term quite loosely, actress Kendra Wilkinson, who's known for a sex tape and getting nude, I don't know if that really qualifies for being an actress.
Don't you have to get nude to do a sex tape?
I think, wait a minute. Yeah, that's
yeah.
She has a new... bodyguard.
How far has he sank?
The former WCW and NWO star Scott Norton.
Former IWGP World Champion Scott Norton.
But think about it. You got Scott Norton as a bodyguard, nobody's going to fuck with you. Nobody. Because he was, and still is probably, one of the baddest son of bitches. I mean, just one tough motherfucker, strong as hell, everything. Interesting. I get, you know what'll happen? She'll keep laughing all the time, and he'll just end up breaking her neck.
He'll headbutt her, and she'll disintegrate.
She'll like
the top secret.
Now, also, there's been reports about WWE no longer actively tracking TNA's television ratings performance. Of course, they've always downplayed TNA's viability as a competitor, of course, in the public. However, when you hear that, then on the other side, you hear that there's a rumor McMahon has called for a ban on backhand chops in the ring due to their visual connection with Flair. And which, of course, gets the crowd going woo every time they do one.
Yeah, they'll have as much luck stopping the crowd going woo as they will stopping the crowd from going, what?
Yeah. And, of course, they don't want any clear references to Flair on their programming. Wait a minute. If you're not worried about a company that doesn't exist, then why are you banning the signature move of one of the people that work for the company that doesn't exist?
I don't know.
That just doesn't work. People, it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. we're a little thin on the script here, folks. We got a little bit of time left. I thought I had more this week. It was a slow week. And Mr. Casey Carnage says I'm wrong. About what? Oh, he banned pork chops from catering. Oh, I understand. Big Show is getting a little stout.
No, this is, they're afraid Mark Henry's going to injure himself on a bone.
Now, of course, and here's the thing, before we get into some weird news, this whole Nexus, storyline they're running with, the pros and the cons. I'm actually working on a piece on Facebook, but one of the things that aggravates me the most about this, you got these seven guys, which should be eight. You got these seven guys that are running roughshod, got the community talking, got fans talking, sparked interest in Raw besides John Cena born to
shit. It should be seven. They should have got rid of the ghetto troll instead of Bryan Danielson.
but here's my problem.
Looks like John Cena and Sheamus had a baby and left him in the sun.
That's the Black St. John Cena. That's what he was called on Nexus. That's what they used to call him on NXT.
No, I don't remember that. I don't remember that's what they called him on
Yeah,
NXT, I hardly ever watched NXT.
Yeah, he was called the Black John Cena.
Mm.
But here's the thing. They need to stop making him fucking apologize to everybody. I am so sick to death of this apologizing shit. And this is a Vince McMahon thing, because if you remember, when the NWO was running wild in WCW, how many times did they apologize? Right. But what's the first thing the NWO did when they got to the WWF? We're not here to be mean. We're not here to cause trouble. Bullshit.
Then why are you fucking here?
Then why are you here? Exactly. And this whole, we're sorry. I don't want to hear you sorry. I want to see ass whoopings. I want to see you destroying the ring. I want to see you beating up announcers. I want to see John Cena getting his ass laid out. I don't want to see you saying, I'm sorry. Okay? I'm sorry does not cut it in this business. Stop it. It's a pussification of this storyline. I don't understand it. Stop.
Well, they got to neuter it in case another ring announcer gets choked out with a tie.
Ah. Indeed. But yeah, I enjoy the Nexus storyline. It's interesting, but it's still got a ways to go. And Vince McMahon has pooched every invasion angle he's ever had. So I'm just waiting on, out of the seven, four will get released. The other three will feud with each other, and that'll be the end of it.
No, there'll be two that will get wellness policy suspension.
it's like, come on, guys, come on, stop making them pussies. Stop it. And before we get into weird news, of course, I would like to remind you all that this is the new format every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to 11. Inside the Squirrel Circle, 11 to 12, probably uncalled for, back-to-back, every Wednesday night from now on. Each show will be, we had some complaints, the show's only an hour on Mondays, or the show's only an hour on Wednesdays, when we used to be two. So we decided, you know what, fuck it. We'll put both shows together, there's your 2 hours.
Nick, get over it.
That's right. is over. Now, before we get into weird news, Doctor, do you have a little preview of what will be coming up on probably Uncalled For tonight? Maybe a little teaser of some things we'll be discussing?
Well, I do have a story out of Missouri. I think this one will aggravate you so much that you may actually become a Cubs fan.
Oh.
We have stories on the war on bear pussy. stories about tanning beds, sex, and then, of course, you know, there's a little something about immigration, because, you know, I've always got something about that that's pissing me off. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had you at bald pussy, didn't I?
That was interesting. That one was quite interesting. I'm quite intrigued. I want to know what this is about.
Damn homely lesbians.
And I just got a friend suggestion from Carlito on Facebook. Yeah, we're just gonna go ahead and ignore that.
His dad sent me a friend suggestion for Carlito. I ignored it.
and
Mr. Carnage has a question.
Yes indeed. And while he's actually doing that, we also had I put up the other day that when black people with their pants hanging low, it's called sagging. Spell sagging backwards.
Yeah.
S-A-G-G-I-N. Spell it backwards. There you are.
Casey wants to know why they're wanting to build a wall on the Mexican border. Because it's brilliance hidden in slightly vague racism.
Well, see, the thing is, we're going to build a wall on the Mexican border real high, and then she'll drive in movies.
Yeah. No, they figure if they just hire all the illegals to build the fence,
and then jump off
out of sight, out of mind.
That's what'll happen. We'll build a wall on the border between Mexico and America to keep the illegals out, and then we'll have illegal immigrants that are already in America build it for us, so they'll take away American jobs.
But the only problem is they'll build it from this side, so they'll be trapped here. Like, see what we did? Like, oh, damn it. I knew we should have installed a turnstile in there.
Son of a bitch, they fooled us again.
Damn.
Speaking of weird shit like that, let's get into weird news. The top five dumbest stories this week. Universal health care, of course, has been a big issue here in America. But universal health insurance cannot come soon enough for the uninsured Kathy Myers, 41, of Niles, Michigan, who is suffering an increasingly painful shoulder injury and has been continually turned away from emergency rooms because the condition was not life-threatening.
What do you got to do to get in the ER in Michigan? Get shot?
Whose leg you got to hump around here to get a dry martini? Well, Mrs. Myers decided as a last resort this past June, she took a gun and shot herself in the shoulder, hoping for a wound serious enough for ER treatment. But alas, she missed any major arteries and bones and was yet again sent home, except with even more pain.
Okay, this lady shot herself and they sent her home.
It don't look that bad to me.
I know a lot of places, if you just say you're going to shoot yourself, they keep you for 72 hours.
Well, it is Michigan.
Yeah, they're broke as fuck.
Put a little salt or a little snow in there, it'd be all right. But yes, indeed, how bad does it have to be, folks, when, well, you're not dying, technically, so, here's a bill and some aspirin.
Next time, don't just wing yourself.
Who did this, an amateur?
And, I mean, how do you shoot yourself in the shoulder and miss bones?
That is an interesting one. I don't know. I mean, how big is her shoulder? How big is this woman?
The secret is she needs a bigger gun.
Oh.
And she needs help shooting herself. I mean, would you shoot me with gusto, dear?
I shall take you down.
That's just what the face.
Now, of course, this reminds me of the time, before we let you get into yours, there was the time me, you, and our old friend Robbie Nash all went out one night, and Robbie was late getting home by the curfew set by his father, so he decided to stage the I got into a fight, that's why we're late.
Yeah, the precursor to the I got robbed so my wife doesn't know I lost all the money at the strip club.
And, of course, his plan was to rub dirt on his face, to make it look like he got thrown on the ground, tear his shirt to make it look like he got into a fight, and then he asked one of us to punch him in the mouth, and I believe you were rearing up when he chickened out.
I was like, oh, well, since we're on the subject, no way.
Yes, indeed.
Good Lord.
Yep. A well-thought-out plan.
But
you
now,
got two of them back to back.
Oh, yeah, and I've even got a little something to add to this New York City story here. People who live or work in New York City believe themselves to be among the world's toughest and hardiest people. But they're all full of shit.
Yep.
That city is nothing but a grimy vagina. Now, 51 of them are this freaking sad. 51 city bus drivers who between them took 3,200 days of paid leave last year. Let me get some here out of curiosity. 3,200 hours by 51 people? Each person basically took like a week and a half off of work last year to heal from a workplace injury. What was this workplace injury, you ask? They got spit on by a passenger on their bus.
Spit on?
You better believe that regardless of what my job is, what my job description is, if one of my customers spits on me, you best believe I'm going to have a workplace injury. It's not just going to be wiping the drool off my fucking shirt. It's going to be the shattered hand. Who the fuck? Oh, spit on. I mean, almost spit on the bus driver. You know he can crash into a fucking building, right?
What does exact change mean?
That's what it means.
I need at least 6 months off with pay.
But it's funny because you had this story in here, and you've heard about the douchebag firefighter in New York, right?
Yep.
This guy, he's a lieutenant with the fire department. He just got a disability pension of something like $86,000 a year. Tax-free, because that's how the pension rules work in New York under the contract. But here's the funny part. He got a disability pension because he has bronchial asthma, quote-unquote. Job-related, of course. And despite this, he is an avid participant in, like, Ironman races.
I can't breathe, but watch this.
I can't breathe after I've run 26.2 miles, baby. No.
Unbelievable. But yet it's not. That's the funny thing. Unbelievable. Now, of course, I gave you double dose here. We actually only have four weird stories, so you're up. You're actually up next. I thought you'd like this one here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, some people are just criminal masterminds, but other people just take it to a whole new level. Like, you seen the clip of that minor league baseball manager that went off the deep end, and he threw the pitcher's rosin bag like it was a grenade, and did all sorts of crazy shit?
Mm-hmm.
You seen that video, of course, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, in the space of about 30 minutes on a June morning, Brian Horst of Dayton, Ohio, I guess, shoplifted several packages of meat, a jug of Mad Dog 2020, inexplicably rolled a stainless steel tank of carbon dioxide on wheels away from a restaurant, and then my personal favorite, he went caveman on an ATM machine by beating it down with a rock. It won't let me check my balance. And Annette has joined us in the chat room.
Better late than never.
Yeah, you know. It still counts as a hit, so what the hell?
That's true.
But I'm like, man, I wish I could have seen him beat up the ATM machine with a rock. So, I mean, that's kind of a vague term. Was it a rock, or did he pick up a cinder block? What the fuck?
It wasn't the rock. It was just a rock. Yeah. Indeed.
I mean, that's like Lindsay Lohan's mom crazy there. I can't wait to see that on like an episode of Real Housewives of Jersey when, you know, like one of them has a blood sugar issue because they haven't eaten anything in a week except a Splenda packet and some, you know, C-grade cock.
C-grade. Ooh, look at that.
Oh, yeah, Tara's getting the HLA started.
Chased her out already.
Right
look.
Off the bat, yeah.
Chased her out already. Well, we're finally here on our weird news. We got about 10 minutes remaining. Of course, what we're going to do is before we do the last one here, at 5 till, the good doctor will be departing to load everything up we're probably in called for. and we'll be posting a direct link. Actually, I'll be posting a direct link for the doctor straight to probably Uncalled For. So all you'll have to do in the chat room is click the link. You'll leave this chat room, go straight to that one. The entertainment continues free of charge.
It never friggin' ends.
That's right.
At least now on Wednesday nights from 10 to midnight.
Entertainment so big, you're guaranteed to choke on it. But finally, of course, everybody knows I like to cuss, goddammit. You shouldn't curse. You shouldn't tell me what to do.
No, it's like you shouldn't curse. Fuck you. That's how I respond to that.
And of course, we've always, I think you even had the comment one time on your Facebook profile, why do you have to, you know, cuss every time you use a status? Because I fucking can.
Because I fucking feel like it.
Well, at a public
this
meeting...
This is the fucking First Amendment.
At a public meeting of the Dixon, California City Council back in May, Councilman Michael Cermello refused to yield the floor to a colleague, saying, "You don't have the floor. Please sit back and shut the fuck up." I like that. Great, to the point. Please sit back and shut the fuck up. But not to be outdone, Paul Gogarty, a member of Ireland's Parliament, during a public session in May, answering to the criticism of an opponent, saying, "With all due respect, fuck you, Deputy Stagg. Fuck you."
In damn deed.
I believe I said, "Well, good day, sir." Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And yes, I will be showing up on time for Tom's show this week. If I'm late, we got some serious explaining on my end.
Inside owes you a credit on your service if you're late to the show this week.
Good luck getting that.
I get them all the time. If their shit would work right, you know, I wouldn't have to do it every month.
I went out and bought a $100 fucking router. I better be on time. I better be able to get internet on the moon with this motherfucker, okay? It's got eight built-in antennas. Some bitch has got more than an alien's head.
And it washes its hand before it makes a cheese sandwich.
Yeah, but that's all it is.
Oh, wait, now that's like she's not easily...
I want to know something.
Who's typing for Annette? Because that's not her.
Chicken Biscuit, you going to pick that punk card up she just threw down?
We're talking about somebody that types LMBO, not LMAO.
And remember, kids, this entertainment will continue.
HLA.
Into the... And I'll be an old preacher, man. This entertainment will continue on the Good Doctor Show here and coming up in 7 minutes. So I want to thank everybody that hung out with us in the chat room. I hope this is beneficial to everyone. I know the schedule's been kind of crazy. I've had some people saying they couldn't show up at the 7 p.m. on Monday's time slot. And we kind of figured, oh, hey, a lot of them show up for Wednesday night for Tom's show. We'll just go ahead and have the show an hour before.
Now, real quick, Tara and Annette are discussing pick swapping.
Giggity.
Like, now, good luck with that, Tara. I've been barking up that tree for like 10 years now. Something tasteful.
or just taste.
Or at least, you know, three fingers, wrist deep. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's...
Glaze a knuckle. Careful with the spit swapping. You may need to take some time off. But yes, Doctor, always a pleasure.
Indeed, indeed.
And we'll be joining you in about 6 minutes over on probably Uncalled For.
And with that, I'm away!
Alrighty then. And I'll actually be, if I can get this to work correctly, I'm going to actually put the link directly to the Good Doctor Show in the chat room. So all you'll have to do is go straight there. Of course, we will be live again next Wednesday night at 10 p.m. and then onto the Doctor Show at 11. It's really convenient. It's nice. It works. It's better for everybody, I think, on both sides. So, but I want to thank everybody that showed up in the chat room tonight. And of course, I hope you're sticking around with us for the next hour of entertainment. I'm sure the Good Doctor will have quite a bit to talk about over on his show, probably Uncalled For. And, of course, we will be having an update on Facebook or whatnot about the Four Corner Conversation segment. It will be returning very, very soon. And yes, probably too much porn will make a computer lag. Why do you think mine is slow as shit? So with that, of course, this is a production of Free Reign Media. And remember to check out our website, www.freereignmedia.com. And with that, this is P.V. Dingles reminding you all to let yourself be entertained. Don't read the spoilers, and I'll see you all right here next week on an all-new episode of Inside the Squared Circle.